Good morning, Big Brother fans. It is Wednesday, September 21st. And we are, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Technically 5 days, including today, from the end of Big Brother 24. And yesterday was another slow day. Shocker. Any major developments? No. No major developments. Other than Monty. Let's see. Were we there? I don't even remember now at this point. Monty's back in sleeping in the head of household room, right? I think that was yesterday. That had already happened yesterday because right now they're still up. So as we speak, literally, they are no longer they are locked out from the. So yesterday, they were all outside. I thought waiting for the sunrise. I'm not even sure they were, but today they are now locked down inside. They've now closed the backyard for the season, probably other than for competitions, and but they are sitting up playing cards. I pulled up the live feeds right before I started recording this just to verify that they were all still awake. And they all, including Brittany, are all still awake in the kitchen playing cards. Why? Because their clocks are completely out of whack. They are staying up all night long and then sleeping off and on all day long with lots of little time for one-on-one interaction because they're all on different clocks, different time periods. They are sleeping in shifts almost, and only one or two of them are up at a time. So what happened when the one or two of them were up yesterday at a time? Brittany and Taylor, and then Brittany by herself, were the major conversations. Brittany was talking to Taylor about why she thinks Monty can't win the game, why she thinks Monty's doesn't have a strong game. Brittany's mad at Monty, so she's looking to tear down his game. She's basically vowing to go to jury and say that, you know, Monty hasn't played a strong game, hasn't made any big moves. I don't know whether Monty will point out that, hey, I'm the one. He probably doesn't remember it this way, but we do, or at least some of us do, that when Turner got his last head of household, he said, all right, let's take out Brittany and Turner's, and Monty said, no, we need to take out Michael. I mean, that was Monty's move. He's the one who talked to Turner, and Turner would have been happy to get rid of Michael. Now, if Monty knew that he should be using that as an argument, he could look right at Brittany and go, my big move is getting rid of your partner. Monty's also made other big moves. Was it Daniel that he got rid of? I hesitate to start listing things because I need to look at a chart of who went out under his previous head of household. I think it was Daniel, though, because Daniel felt completely blindsided and backstabbed by him, if I'm not mistaken. Or Nicole. See, I don't remember, and it's okay. You don't have to tell me. You can look it up. I can look it up on Wikipedia or wherever. Every time I say that, I think of Ian, who said to put that in your Wikipedia. It's out there. I don't care that much. It's not, at this point right now, I don't care. I don't need to look up and see why Monty needs to bring, he needs to bring the arguments. I'm not fighting his battles for him, and he can't hear me anyways. So, I mean, it's just, to me, it's Brittany's bit of sour grapes. He's taking my chance at a family away from me. Remember, those of you that were, that may or may not know, one of Brittany's goals is to win enough money to be able to pay for medical procedures to be able to have a child. And in her mind, that's justification on why Monty should take her to the end. Because I think she said second place would be good enough, but I'm sorry, I don't wish medical financial hardships on anybody, but you know, this is a game you signed up for. And she would have said at the very beginning, no, I would never use this as a reason not to, you know, to not to vote for someone. But, you know, when you're looking at it at the end, you are going to be bitter and mad and angry and possibly use it. She's talking about going and tainting the jury. And the question, of course, is how much time will she have with the jury? Remember, usually the person that goes out and forth in recent years has met the jury at the jury round table. And the question is how much time they actually spend talking after that jury roundtable, or are they shuttled off to hotels and are they sequestered from each other? I just don't know. I've heard tales at times that they're not allowed to talk to each other when the cameras aren't on about the game, but of course they do in some ways, I'm sure, so whatever. So we're going to have the same today. It is Wednesday, though, and tomorrow is the eviction, so we will... Finally, tomorrow I'll be talking about this is it. They're going to do the eviction tonight, and Brittany will leave, and they will do part one of the head of household. Now, the question is, which I think I've already asked on here before, but just in case I hadn't, I will bring it up again. Will we see the live feed? Will we see the head of household part one? Everyone keeps talking about that. I hope we get to see it. It's like, and so I went looking, and I used... what I have come to depend on from time to time is my near-term source of information, Big Brother Network, because Matt and his crew are very good about documenting these kind of events, especially when it relates to live feeds. And so I actually went and searched through regular season Big Brother, not celebrity, just regular, you know, 20, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, and to see when the last time we actually saw part one on the live feeds in full, not just the beginning when we see the beginning of the show. And the answer is, I think it was Big Brother 17. Because specifically at Big Brother 18, there's an article written that talks about the fact that it was the first time as long as they could remember, as long as the site had been around, which I think was only Big Brother 11. I'm surprised that that's, or maybe that's as far as his archives goes back. But at least going back to Big Brother 11, which is about, I mean, that's far enough that it was always shown, which is why people think it's always been shown, or it almost is always shown. So since Big Brother 17, that was the last time we actually saw Head of Household Part 1 on the live feed. So every year we talk about, I hope we get to. It's been a while. Well, at this point, it's been, 7 years or 7 seasons of Big Brother since we saw Part 1 on the feeds. We're not seeing Part 1 on the feeds. It's not happening. Question is, will we see Part 2 or hear about Part 2? Will they just shut off the live feeds tomorrow night and that'll be it? Because the finale's on Sunday. And normally they've been known to shut off the feeds a couple days in advance, or at least a day in advance, so sometimes. I don't know. I'm not sure, I don't know, we'll find out. But it's very possible that the feeds may get shut down after or before Thursday night's eviction, tomorrow night's eviction, and then they don't come back on ever for season 24. It's possible. So be prepared for that. It's okay. It'll be okay. You're not going to miss much. So whatever happens. We'll let you know. What else do I have to talk about? Not a whole lot right now. I'm just not going to go off on tangents today. I will not go off on tangents. I'm trying to direct my brain because, as my friend John says, I listen for when you say that's all I got, and then I see how long you actually go on for it. And yes, it'll be another minute or two probably, John. Because I need to give some shout-outs, or at least a shout-out, and then I will be giving future shout-outs tomorrow or Friday to my patron supporters. Yesterday, I got an email that I got a new patron supporter. I do not give out last names usually, and of course, the first names can be... sometimes they're nicknames, sometimes they're real names. I don't know. In this case... the first name is Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes, signed up as a patron. So I am giving you a shout-out, Holmes. I will include you in my group shout-out that I plan to do in the next couple of days, thanking all of my patrons. I think I'm currently at 15 patrons, those of you that wonder on number-wise. We didn't grow this year. Last year, it went up, which is fine. I talk about this stuff openly not trying to hide things. And I find it informational for people. I usually talk about how much general terms about revenue and stuff, how much things, different things bring in. I don't know if I've even made $100 on live feed signups this year. I don't think I have, which is amazing because, you know, I didn't promote it heavily either, but it used to be so much money, more money on live feed subscriptions. But I don't even promote it anymore because it's just not worth the effort. The return isn't worth the effort and the nagging that I would have to do to hopefully get people to sign up. Because people are just staying signed up with Paramount, and we don't get people that cancel and resubmit. We do not get a new referral for that. It has to be brand new, probably brand new email accounts is what we think. So you'd have to change your email account every year if you want to get a recurring referral to the affiliates that you sign up through. Keep that in mind for those of you that are trying to pay people back. But honestly, the amount is you know, small enough. That's why I say if you want to support me, be a patron or listen to the commercials at the end of this. That gives, you know, a few pennies, which add up and you can be a patron and that will be more than, it's kind of like the model of my wife bought Boy Scout popcorn is a big thing around here, or Girl Scout cookies. Think of it that way. You know, you're almost better off just handing the Girl Scout or the Boy Scout $5. That's much more valuable to the individual little organization, little troop, than it is the amount, the pennies that they get off of the box of cookies or bag of popcorn or whatever you want to call it. So, same thing. Or whatever organization is doing things. I think I remember my kids were in soccer too, and they sold candles. And it's like, oh, you're getting pennies. Just give the kids $5 here, $10 here. Now, of course, they're supporting, some organization. That's the people that are making the popcorn, the people that are making the candles are making some good money. But the actual organization that's using it as a fundraiser is not getting very much. So. The live feed subscriptions at this point is become that kind of a model. They don't make much. If you want to help out your favorite site, look, you can go to an example. I don't think, actually, Big Brother Network has any kind of a donation scheme. They don't have a PayPal or any kind of a donation on their site, but or a patron thing or anything. It's all ad revenues, I believe. So you just visit and make sure you don't have your ad blocker set and you get the pop-ups, and that's how you can support that site. They have live feed signups, so you can do that. Hamster Watch is the other site that I check on a regular basis at this point. I kind of poke my head in every once in a while. I didn't used to, but I do now. But I've known Dingo for years and years, going back to when she first started her site. And she does have like a PayPal site on hers, and so she does affiliates and PayPal. I personally do not do advertising other than the advertising at the end of these carcasts that I started doing. I don't do any kind of ads on my site, my Big Brother Gossip. Not that anyone really goes to that anymore. I was strictly affiliate-based, and then I started doing donations. And, of course, when I was doing the other podcast, we did it through Patreon. We made revenue. We started making revenue on that, but for years we didn't do anything that way either. So different strokes for different folks. Support the one sites you like, however you can figure it out to do that. Reach out to them if you want to say, hey, I want to send a couple bucks your way. Do that, and they will tell you a way to do that. And they'll say, no, don't bother, it's okay. You know, there's lots of different things. Just keep it in mind that most of the people that are talking about Big Brother, reporting on Big Brother, are doing it because they enjoy it, but they also love to see a little tiny thank you come their way occasionally. It's really nice to do. So that's my rabbit hole that I went down. Are you looking at the clock, John? And much more than a minute or two. But anyways, so again, thank you to my patrons. I will give you all a shout out in another day or two. But Holmes specifically, who just signed up. Now the kicker is Holmes has got to last through the end of the month, because when you sign up to be a patron on my site, you don't get charged until the end of the month. So it's possible that Holmes could pull that football away as I'm about to kick it and say, oh, no, you don't, and unsign up, but that's all right. I've had it happen before. It is what it is. I don't think that's going to happen this time, but it's all good. people's financial situations change, and I know that. So with all of that, folks, I am going to sign off and wish you a happy Wednesday. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of Big Brother 24. You know, it was years ago that I said I'd be fine if Big Brother ended, and I'm honestly at that point. It's like, okay, but it won't end. It will not go away because it just makes some, it's make some money. They should raise the amount to a million, though. Should have done it years ago, and they only went to 750 last year. It should be a million. Alas, it won't be. But that's it. I'm done talking today. Have a good Wednesday. We'll talk to you on Thursday. All right? See you later. Bye-bye.